Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ryan Wood, who joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, thoughts on what the Packers did over the weekend?
Here we go.
I can't remember leaving a draft. This is my fifth that I've covered the Packers, thinking that there's so few roster holes. Like, what are the biggest roster holes that they've got after the primary personnel acquisition phase of the offseason? Backup left tackle, which is a thing. I mean, David Bakhtiari's got to play all 16 games and every single snap, or that's an issue. I have no idea who the backup left tackle is going to be. But that's a backup left tackle. And then, like full-time slot receiver, even though they're going to probably just go by committee in the slot. Devontae Adams going to do a lot in the slot. Jimmy Graham's going to do a lot in the slot. They can, Jace Sternberger, the third-round tight end, can line up in the slot. But they've got guys that can do that. There's just not that Randall Cobb-type full-time slot guy. Like, those are your two. I mean, they've got a complete edge rush rotation now. They went out and got their free safety. Darnell Savage Jr., you got to think, is going to get every opportunity to start right away, right opposite of Adrian Amos as the strong safety. They've got a lot of flexibility on that right side of the offensive line now. Going out and getting a guard and Elton Jenkins in the second round made a lot of sense. Yeah, for a general manager that was all best player available, best player available, best player, they filled a lot of needs. And I think I get the sense that the Packers feel that they filled a lot of needs with some talent, and they've got to be pretty happy with what they drafted.
Well, let's talk about Rashawn Gary a little bit. What'd you think of that pick?
Yeah, with all that said, it's all going to come down to 12, right? Like,
right.
Rashawn Gary's got to hit. Like, that pick has to hit. That's a boom or bust pick. It could be a really good pick, or the questions about his shoulder, the questions about his production, the questions about his motor, those things could be an issue at the next level. Everything that I've heard, you know, from people that know Rashawn Gary is that, you know, the production was because he played that six-tech defensive end where he was lined up over the tight end, so he's chip-blocked or double-teamed on every single play. And he's a big reason why Chase Winovich had so many sacks on the other side because of all that attention. And he's got this tremendous athleticism. Because of that, there's a lot of upside, which all sounds great if that's the way it goes. But, I mean, there's a risk there. I mean, I wrote about it on draft night, Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst took a gamble for his guy. He was convicted that he liked him. He took a gamble there.
But, Ryan, there is some truth to that. I mean, if you're over the tight end, everybody knows that. You get the tight end block. You get the chip block. Also, with that right tackle, that's a great angle to down block. I mean, that is true.
Absolutely. That is true. And it's also reality. I mean, it's the reality of how they used him in Michigan. That's how they used him. He was consuming a ton of extra blockers all the time. I mean, that was the reality of his situation, and it opened up one-on-ones elsewhere across that defensive front. Now he joins a defensive front that has a lot of new assets coming in, the Smiths, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. He figures to get more of those one-on-ones than he ever got at Michigan. And the Packers are sure banking on him being able to win those one-on-ones. It's what Brian Gutekunst said Thursday night. The ability to win those one-on-ones is something that is intriguing, and why they wanted versatile pieces, not just with Rashawn Gary, but the Smiths and what they've added to create those one-on-one opportunities. So, I mean, that's what they're banking on. And, look, bottom line, Rashawn Gary 3 years ago, in everyone's mind, was the top high school football player in the country. You don't get to be that by not having loads of potential and loads of talent, raw physical talent. He's got that. And if I'm building a team, I'd like the guy that's got all that talent in the world, and you got to coach him up a little bit over the guy that doesn't have the talent and maybe is a grinder and overachiever. Rashawn Gary, he's got the talent. Now he's just got to put it together.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff we don't know. I mean, it was a lot of speculation, but I think if you look at, you've already brought in pass rusher linebackers, and he's going to be a linebacker, one number 52. Maybe I need to get over this, but I'm thinking about how you're going to stop Khalil Mack, a guy that's going to just torment you and just destroy people all year. And they didn't necessarily address that, but I want to move to. I will say this about the Packers that I was pleasantly surprised. It did not leak out that I saw that he was on their board to be the top guy. It just didn't. I mean, we heard all these stories about all these other guys, but it seemed like he's our guy we're going for. And they also, the Savage kid, they really liked him. They said, we got to go back and get him. It's going to cost X, Y, Z. Okay, not having a fourth round where you can build your offensive line, to me, maybe Savage still would have been there at 30. We'll never know these things. But when you're setting this roster, I was a little surprised to trade two fourths to move up to get Savage.
It was a lot, and it really dawned on me midway through day two just how much that was. I mean, they're coming up on their 75th pick, and you look to see what's their next pick. They have four picks in the top 75. Their next pick was 150. I mean, literally double. There's no picks in the next 75 except for at 150. So they gave up a lot. Now, Brian Gutekunst said as matter-of-factly and as strongly as he possibly could that the Packers were not getting Darnell Savage Jr. at 30. And when a GM comes out and says something that matter-of-factly, the good chance he knows something that we all don't. So I'm inclined to take him at his word there that if they wanted to get Darnell Savage Jr., they had to do what they did. And that's what they gave up a lot for him, but there's not a lot of safeties that run 4.36. I mean, he's got to put that on the field and actually be a player, but that's a heck of a starting point. As far as the offensive line goes, to me, drafting Elgton Jenkins says to me that they're totally cool if Billy Turner plays some right tackle this year. Like, they're going to start with Brian Bliss at least, but long term, they're going to want Elgton Jenkins to be a starting guard. There's no question about that. You don't get a guard in the second round without seeing him as a long term starter. And if slash when Brian Bulaga has injury issues and misses games this year, you could see Billy Turner sliding over to right tackle, where he has played before. He's athletic. He's a good fit in the outside zone, and Elgton Jenkins being the starting right guard. So I think that the right side of the offensive line, it makes sense to me that they had to protect themselves against the Brian Bulaga injury issues, and I think they did. The big question is just that left tackle. I mean, Jason Spriggs is your backup left tackle right now. You said it. Jason Spriggs is not blocking Khalil Mack. So David Bakhtiari can block Khalil Mack. He needs to play all 16 games.
Yeah, he ain't going over that.
Of all these draft picks, was there any that you looked at and said, I don't know if that was a great pick?
I all right, so I'm not dodging the question. I try to really not go one way or the other on that because we have no idea. Like, we've got to see these guys play. I was surprised with Rashawn Gary at 12, but he's got the athleticism. I mean, I can see, for everything that the Packers did, I can see why they did it. That doesn't mean
speed.
That any of these guys are going to be players.
Yeah, speed. That was why they did most of what they did, it appears.
Speed and athleticism and versatility.
Yeah, like, which also will help special teams if they don't contribute right away.
Yeah.
Like they drafted a center, maybe the second best center in the draft behind Bradbury of North Carolina State, to play guard in Elgton Jenkins. I mean, and they like him at all five, which means when they say that they think Elgton Jenkins can play all five, it's not like he's a tackle.
Right.
It's like if they have what happened 2 years ago and they lose all their tackles by week two and they need like a Justin McCray that year when he slid over, like they feel like Elgton Jenkins can do that and be the long-term answer at guard. So positional versatility is the other thing. Speed and versatility is what they really focused on.
He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on a Monday. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on.
All right. Anytime. Take care.
Yeah, there he is, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.